You're listening to SBS News.
It felt like a tidal wave had come through and hit us. And luckily for me, I had found myself in a very protective area, in a very small corner of the apartment that was unhit. But everything was destroyed. Windows were shattered, doors flown off, and glass everywhere.
Samar Hadid was lucky indeed. Her apartment was just over a kilometre and a half away from Beirut's main port, where a huge explosion shattered the city. The blast appears to have been triggered by a fire that touched off a giant quantity of ammonium nitrate fertiliser stored for years in the port, exploding with the force of a moderately strong earthquake. Grateful that she has somewhere else to go, Ms. Hadid says hundreds of thousands of others in the city aren't so lucky.
But for many in the country, they're left with no homes. As of now, there are around 300,000 people who are homeless, who have their buildings, their apartments completely destroyed, and they don't have the means to find shelter.
Australia says it's donating $2 million in humanitarian support, and Israel, while officially in a state of war with Lebanon, says it stands ready to offer assistance as human beings to human beings. Meanwhile, the European Union is activating its civil protection system to round up emergency workers and equipment from across the 27-nation bloc. A group of German search and rescue workers was among the first to leave Europe to help in the rescue effort, including Timo Elhardt.
As a rule of thumb, chances of survival under the rubble are 72 hours plus. So we have about 24 hours now after the incident, which means we can expect to find people for another 2 to 3 days. Sometimes there are small miracles, and you find people after that, and we're hoping for that. We will stay as long as the local authorities want us there and as long as we can help.
The World Health Organization is airlifting medical supplies to Lebanon to cover up to 1,000 trauma interventions and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following a request from the country's health minister. Help is also coming from closer to home. Iraq is sending 6 trucks of medical supplies and an emergency medical team to help support Lebanon's overstretched health system, and Egypt and Jordan are supplying field hospitals, and the supplies are desperately needed as the explosion also damaged the health ministry's largest medical supply storage facility. But Raoul Nema, Lebanon's minister for the economy and trade, told the BBC he's reasonably confident essential supplies could still get through from other parts of the country.
Well, we have other ports in Lebanon. We have a port in the north in Tripoli, and we have a port in Saida and so on. So no, This is not an issue. There will be a stress, but we can manage.
But Nidal Ali from Islamic Relief refutes the claim, telling the BBC the other main seaports in the country's north won't be able to handle the task.
I'm from the north, and I know the Tripoli seaport myself, and the capacity is not the same capacity as Beirut seaport. No way.
The wreckage shocked many in a city that's weathered crisis after crisis, including a 1975 to 1990 civil war, a 2006 war with Israel, and a series of assassination bombings. Mr. Ali says COVID-19 combined with economic turmoil and political corruption means morale is at an all-time low. Mr. Ali says for the moment the charity is going to prioritise food aid, which will become a major issue in the coming months.
With this disaster and with the economic situation and with the COVID-19, I don't know where it's going to be. And you will find people roaming in the streets looking for food in the garbage bins.
The pledges of aid have raised new questions for a country whose economic and political crisis, combined with corruption, have made donors wary in recent years. Thousands of Lebanese have protested since October against state waste and corruption that pushed the country into financial ruin. The local currency has since crashed, sending prices soaring and leaving many poor. Earlier this year, Lebanon signed a request for financial help from the International Monetary Fund, initiating a long process the government hoped would ease the country's economic crisis. Dr. Heba Betana is an assistant professor in political science and international relations at the University of Canberra. She says the explosion is highlighting the difficulties Lebanon is facing.
There has been a stalemate between the international institutions and their wanting to help Lebanon and the changes that are required from the political class and the political system in order to actually access this aid. This stalemate has really, I think, angered the Lebanese population, because there is a difference between the political class and the rest of the Lebanese population, and it's actually the average Lebanese person that's having to suffer the injustice of the corrupt class not wanting to change its ways.
Dr. Betana hopes the blast will help the world better understand what is happening in Lebanon.
This might be actually quite a controversial thing for me to say, but the blast has refocused the world's attention on Lebanon. It has seen that the people themselves are suffering rather than just simply focusing on the corrupt political class.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.